following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach, with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Welcome to the final fireside chat, but the chats are going to go on. They're just going on under a different name. And they will again be Monday through Friday at noon. And wherever you tune into this one, you tune into the next ones as well. And we'll be broadening the circle of those that are bringing these to you. So thank you for joining Joy and I. And by the way, the communion will continue on the Friday. So always come ready with a cup of juice and with bread. And anyway, so we're going to get to that.
It's
got to
be one
today.
Of those silver things, right?
Yeah, that can spin.
It must be in a little silver thing.
Something that'll
that
spin just like that. That's really
listening.
Fun.
Yeah, right.
We're going to talk. Guess what we're going to talk about today? Somebody got it right. Freedom. We're going to talk about our freedom on two levels. Now, I want to say this. They're two distinct levels. They're different levels. And we're not going to use one of them as a segue or just an illustration of the other, because they're both so incredibly important, and especially to us as Americans. I think all people long to live in the freedom that we have in our nation. And there are nations that have relatively the same setup, the same kind of democratic system, the same freedoms that we enjoy. But we're going to talk about both of those today. Freedom comes on many, many levels. We're going to talk about the spiritual freedom, and that's what we'll close with, but the political freedom as well. Now, we looked this up. We don't have time to talk about all of these, except to give you the list. The freedoms and rights that we as Americans enjoy, and some of you are listening from other nations, and you know about all this, our Bill of Rights. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights, set forth the priceless rights or freedoms that all Americans may enjoy. And here's a brief summary, just the title of them. The freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, the freedom of the press, the freedom of assembly, yes, and all of these are always under attack. The freedom of assembly, the freedom of petition, the right to bear arms, no quartering right. You don't have to quarter soldiers in your home. The right to equal justice, the right to own private property, the right to enjoy many other freedoms. And the article I looked up listed these. Among them are the following. Freedom to live or travel anywhere in our nation, if you can get a flight there these days, if you got enough gas in your tank. Yeah. Freedom to work at any job for which we can qualify. Freedom to marry. Thank you, Jesus. and again, I just thinking about Starlin and Cooper. They have the right a week ago tomorrow to walk down that. Well, I got to walk her down the aisle. He walked her back up that beautiful grassy lawn, that green
that
aisle.
Beautiful.
And so the right to marry and to raise a family, the freedom to receive a free education in good public schools, the freedom to join a political party, a union, and other legal groups. So all of those freedoms. But what we want to talk about for a moment is the freedom on these two different levels, the freedoms that we as a nation enjoy. And I think about that this time of the year, and there's a place marked here in Huntington Beach known now, officially known as Patriot Point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it was probably 8 or 9, maybe even close to 10 years ago, that Zach, who was a brother here in our fellowship, Zach Martinez, a Vietnam veteran, and he went down there with a flag, and he duct taped it to the railing
the pole,
down there over the cliffs at the Huntington Main Beach, and he left it up for a few days, and people stopped, and he went there to pray and to give thanks, just to remind people. I remember there was a plaque that said, "All gave some, and some gave all." Mm-hmm. And so he was taking it down the next day, and somebody said, "No, you can't take that down. Why are you taking it down?" He said, "Well, I put it up, and I didn't have the right to put it up, but I need to take it down." And this woman said, "No, please don't. This is where I come to pray for my son," I knew that would happen, who was in the military. And so he kept it up and kept changing it about every 6 months or so, as the winds would sort of, you know, blow it to shreds. And it was not long after, it was a number of years after, but it eventually became known as Patriot Point. And it's a place where we go, many people go, to remember and to give thanks for those who have laid down their lives or stepped forward to serve. And what would you say about the freedoms that we enjoy here? How we got those freedoms?
Well, they weren't free.
Yeah.
They certainly cost somebody. Mm-hmm. They cost somebody for us to be able to have these kind of freedoms.
And many of them.
We went to war. We fought it. And yeah.
Back in our teenage years, too, the draft was in effect. And so many that would rather not go, they went. And you know, if in the lottery you had a high enough number, you most typically wouldn't be called up. But so many did, and some didn't. But I was one of those that served in a different way. If I had it to do over again, I would have done it differently. But who knows if I
only if we knew what we know now.
Talk about it, yes. So I think it's just so important at this time in our nation where there's so much of our freedom that is under attack.
Yeah.
And people that want to erase the history of America. And we got to admit that some of the history of America is not pretty. It's not sweet. There are bad things that have happened from a governmental level. And we can't say that everything we've always done and every decision has been perfect. But I love the way that we balance back to these freedoms, the freedoms that we listed, that we wanted this nation to be a place where people were free to worship God as they saw fit. Now, I don't agree with the way that everybody worships God, but I'm thankful that we live in a nation where we have that freedom.
Yeah.
And I think it's just so important to remember that freedom that we experience, like Joy said, it's not free. Oh, one of the features at what we call Patriot Point is the five benches that surround the flag that is kept now and monitored by the city. And there's a bench for the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the National Guard. The Coast Guard is out there, too. I don't know if there's a bench for the Coast Guard. But I think it's just such an important time in this weekend. As some are even saying, let's do away with the 4th of July. Well, that's not going to happen in our heart. Whatever happens politically, whatever happens on the social level, we will always give thanks on this day for the freedom that we enjoy here. Amen?
Yeah.
And we want to read to you now. We're going to move into the greatest freedom of all. And Joy's going to read to you from John, the Gospel of John, verse 31 down to verse 36.
In chapter 8, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and the truth will set you free." "But we are descendants of Abraham," they said. "We have never been slaves to anyone." "What do you mean you will be set free?" And Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave of sin. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son is part of the family forever."
Hmm. You know, one of the things that I am so grateful for under the first freedom that is listed, the first one I mentioned today, the freedom of religion, is that Joy and I have the freedom today to preach this gospel.
Yep.
Our faith teaches us. And I think that even if it didn't tell us to go preach the gospel,
we still would.
When you love Jesus and you experience the freedom, what levels of freedom have you found in Jesus?
Well, so many, because I left off the last verse here, and it's so important to what we're talking about. So if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed.
Amen.
And that's the crux of the whole thing.
Yeah.
If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. We have the freedom of eternal life.
Yeah. And I love the way that Jesus says this to his disciples, that he says, if you let me set you free, you will really be free. And what we find in Scripture on these three levels of freedom that we have from sin, we have the freedom from the penalty of sin because Jesus took the penalty of our sin. It would be later before Jesus would tell his disciples that what he was about to do on the cross would be for the canceling of the penalty of their sin. Imagine that somebody comes up to you and you owe an enormous debt, and they come up and they pull out their checkbook or they pull out a great big bag of cash and they say, I'm going to pay it for you. That's what Jesus did for you and I, that we are free from the power of sin. We're free from the penalty of sin. We can be free today from the power of sin. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, you will surely be free. Whom the Son sets free is really, truly free. We don't have to live under the shackles of sin anymore. And then eventually, not just the penalty of sin and not just the power of sin, but one day we're going to step out of these decaying bodies into new bodies, and we will be free from the presence of sin, and we'll never have to deal with it again. All because of what Jesus did. I want to read a passage to you that goes right along with this. It's back in 1 Peter on our weekend services, which we continue this weekend. We're in chapter 4 of 1 Peter, and we're going to talk about how to live, how to continue to live for Jesus here with our eyes set on eternity. But in verse 18, let me start at verse 17. Jesus said this Peter, who knew Jesus so well. He said, remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites. I love that. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. And so you must live in reverent fear of him. That means awesome fear. That means not just trembling at the thought of drawing near to him, but trembling at the thought of drawing away from him, to reverence him and revere him. So that you must live in this reverent fear of him during your time here as temporary residents, for you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose him as your ransom long before the world began, but now in these last days, he has been revealed for your sake. You were not redeemed with gold and silver and Bitcoin and whatever other commodity. You were redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus. And it's our honor today to take you back to the bread and to the cup and to remember what Jesus did for us on this weekend where we celebrate our freedoms as a nation. May we not abuse those freedoms. And may we not abuse the freedom that we have in Jesus, free from the penalty of sin, free from the power. It doesn't need to control us any longer. And then eventually free from the presence of it. But Father God, we want to thank you for this bread that speaks to us of the element of the body of Jesus. We're so thankful, Lord, that the perfect sacrifice was offered for us, the body of Christ, who walked among his disciples and walked up and down throughout Israel and Jordan and Lebanon in the days of his flesh and down into Egypt, Lord, and never sinned like we sin, so that his body could be a perfect sacrifice laid on the altar of that cross. So we take this bread today, Lord. We pray that you'd bless it as we use it as a means of remembrance of what you did for us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let's take the bread, and let's remember the offering of the body of Jesus for our sins. And let's give thanks for that. Thank you, Father. I'm going to ask Joy to pray over the cup for us as we prepare to take of that.
Lord, once again, we come to you with thankful hearts, Lord. Thank you for the blood that was shed for our sins. Lord, you said, whenever you take this cup, eat this bread and take this cup, you do remember me. And Lord, right now, we remember you. We remember the sacrifice that you paid so that we could be free. And if you set us free, we are free indeed.
That's right.
There's no question to our freedom.
That's right.
In every area, Lord, we can walk with you. We have the freedom of eternal life and the freedom to spend eternity with you. And so we thank you, Lord, for your blood that was shed for us. And we give you the honor and the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's drink the sweet reminder of our freedom in Jesus. Mm. Thank you, Lord. You might know the song, you might not, but I will cast all my cares upon you. I will lay all of my burden down at your feet. At any time I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. Anytime I don't know what to do, anytime I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. Amen. Well, let's blow out the candle on the last fireside chat and get ready for the Refuge Daily Devo that's coming your way starting Monday at noon on the 6th. So here's the last blowout of the fireside chat candle. Wow. There you go. Lord bless you and keep you. Have a wonderful weekend remembering the freedom of our nation and the freedom of our souls in Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.